This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Ah, there you are. We're here for another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. It's Gary Wilson and Chelsea Little. You'll be hearing from her shortly because she has got some great dating advice for you. There is a special time that is best for you to go out and try and find love. We'll tell you what that special time is. Also, talking of special times, her home life is always a special time for Chelsea, which is why we have the WhatsApp group chat for you. This week, her neighbours are arguing. There's a huge argument over, well, I'll let you find out. Also, cold leftovers, are you fed up with them? Chelsea's got a hack for that. Of course she has. And you, the gorgeous people of Kent, have been sharing the ridiculous reasons that you won't eat certain foods. You won't quite believe the reason that someone won't eat pom bears. Pom bears. Delicious, right? Yeah, you wouldn't be put off eating them by anything, would you? Well, maybe you would. Find out what that is amongst all that other good stuff and loads more besides in the latest episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. This is entitled Pom Bears, Pirates and Purple Rooms.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
And Wednesdays get a bad rep, don't they? It's the hump of the week. It's the bit of the week. Actually, no. It's apparently the best day of the week, especially if you're a singleton, because it's the best day of the week, darlings, to go on a date. Who'd have thought millennial guru and author Dolly Alderton, who is basically the queen of all queens, if you know, you know. She wrote a book called Everything I Know About Love. It's fabulous. But she said Wednesdays are the best day of the week to go on a date. First off, you don't want to waste a Friday or a Saturday on someone you've never met before, because then it ruins your whole weekend if it's a bad date.
Oh, that's really
awkward.
Romantic.
Awful. But the reason a Wednesday is good is because Monday you look a bit too keen because, you know, it's first day of the week. It's like, okay, calm down. Ease into your week a bit first. Tuesday is your prep and stress day where you think...
This is sounding less and less fun, I've got to tell you.
You have to treat it like a military operation nowadays. So Tuesday is prep and stress. So that's where you figure out what to wear, you wash your hair, you cut your toenails, whatever it is you need to do. You go on your date. So
you
Wednesday.
You can't do that when
perfect...
you get home from work on Wednesday before we go out.
No, you have to have your prep day the day before.
Right, okay.
And then Wednesdays, just before the weekend vibes kick in, you start in your weekend early. I think you have to just go for a cheeky drink and then maybe it becomes dinner.
Ooh.
Perfection. So okay. If you are a singleton looking for a date,
today's the day.
Message someone today, go on a date, and let us know how you get on.
Babe, you're too late with this information.
Why am I too late?
Because yesterday was toe-cutting day. So if you're trying to get them out and about now, they're going to be out there with horrific toenails.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And everyone's been hyping up the Oasis comeback, but not enough people are talking about, I think, the most exciting comeback of 2024.
All right, move over, Liam and Noel.
Goodbye, the Gallagher brothers, because Groovy Chick is entering the space. Now, any 90s kids will know, you couldn't move without seeing lilac bedrooms. We all had it decorated Groovy Chick theme, and she's a little cartoon character. She's got blonde bob, flowers in her hair, like these groovy, funky trousers with frills at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's flowers around, like cartoony flowers
with
her.
And she was everywhere. Oh, yeah. She was on your pencil case. She was on your wallpaper. She was on your PJs. I even had a Groovy Chick colouring book when I was a kid. And
someone's
I never thought...
Well.
I know, I did well. And I never thought I'd see her again, but she's made a comeback. Primark are doing a Groovy Chick collab.
Oh.
And you can buy pyjamas, a tote bag, a snuddy, which is like a zip hoodie, basically, but they're calling it a snuggly hoodie. And I've never been so excited for something to come back. It's like taking me back to being a little kid.
Is it as she is now, you know, grown up 30 years on?
No, she hasn't got a perm and like a mortgage in the meantime. She's still just grooving in the past.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What is popping off in the chitter chatter between you and your neighbours this week, Chels?
Kerry's fallen back into her McDonald's habits.
Has someone outed her, or she just admitted it? Because I don't want to be muck-shaming people.
No, we can't muck-shame anyone. No, she accidentally outed herself because she went into the post room. So she picked the post room's right next to the door where the deliveries you know, like the delivery drivers are. So she'd obviously gone to get McDonald's and thought, I'll go check my post while I'm here. Popped a McDonald's bag on the side and the sauces, because they always give you them in the hand, don't they? So she popped her sauces on the side with a McDonald's and then left the sauces on the side in the post room. And then Henry took a picture, put it in the WhatsApp group chat and said, are these yours, Kerry? And she just replied, dot, dot, dot.
Henry's naughty.
We need to watch out for him. If I'd have seen a sweet curry on the side, there's no way I'd been putting that in the group chat.
No,
that
had gone straight in your face. Fridge. Fridge, I meant to
say. Yeah, until I got something to dip in it.
Yeah, sorry.
And there's been a battle between Sunset Club on floor three. So they have
got deck chairs on the roof now, haven't they?
They have. They've gone all out and they watch the sunset each evening. Different people go and they're on the third floor. But floor two have started their own club because there's also a big like communal balcony bit there. And they've called it Brew with a View. You know that thing that started with the pictures and they take a picture with Brew with a View? So now they're trying to say that the sunset view on their floor is better than the sunset on the floor above. They're battling it out. It's a lot. There's a lot of drama.
They're lower down. It can't be better.
That's what I said. But that's then they were like, nonsense. You get to dodge some of the like taller buildings. I don't know the theory behind it. But no floor two are battling out with floor three.
No, that's ridiculous.
And then the biggest shock of the week on WhatsApp group chat is that Pam has gone a bit rogue and she's decided to do a bathroom. She said she needed to sort out the grouting. You know, that the bits between the tiles.
Yes, grouting. Grouting. Grouting's the bit in between tiles, unless you're, if you're not aware.
And rather than doing your typical white, creamy kind of look, she decided to do orange grouting. So now her bathroom is white tiles with orange grouting, and she said she feels like she's in the 80s.
Oh, lovely.
I feel like live your truth, pal.
Are you tempted to give that a go?
Mine are already orange from the fake tan.
Okay, well, she's halfway there, living on a prayer, and that was this week's enthralling WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
The worst thing happened yesterday. I got offered an orange and...
Oh, Chelsea, you poor thing.
It is a dreadful thing. It's a traumatic experience for me.
Why?
Because I don't eat oranges and I will never eat oranges.
Is it because it reminds you of your fake tan?
No, I'm getting better at it. I'm going more down the dairy milk route lately.
Right.
But... no, I can't eat oranges. They've given me trust issues because when I was a kid, every time I had a Satsuma in my lunchbox, they were never sweet. They were always pippy or dry or sour. That was the worst. And they'd take the roof off. Like, well, there's loads of unnecessary pips in there.
It's the ones, they're trust lovely issues. And glossy on the outside. They're really, and you think, this is going to be a beauty. And you go into it and where's all the moisture gone?
Nothing.
It's dry.
It left. It didn't enter the building, the moisture.
Tumbleweed comes rolling out of them. They're so dry.
Trust issues. You cannot trust an orange. I would never back an orange. And my boyfriend didn't know this about me, so offered me one and was absolutely flabbergasted that I came up with this whole argument, a lawsuit against oranges and why I will never eat them and they're dreadful things. Mm. And he said that that's a ridiculous reason not to eat something because they give me trust issues. I said... go back to exhibit A, example B, clause 4.
Yeah.
But, you know, he thought otherwise. But I think I can't be the only person that's got a grievance against a food item that's been personally victimised by something. They don't trust it. And now that's the ridiculous reason why they won't eat it.
Please, if you can at all, get through any of that this morning. If you're still with us, we still on? Ridiculous reasons you don't eat certain foods.
Hannah in Broadstairs has come to my rescue. She said, ready, Breck. It's like someone's taken porridge and pre-chewed it for me.
Well, that's a service. That's a service. You should be happy about that.
It is. It's unnecessarily smooth, isn't it, ready, Breck?
I love ready, Breck. What's your problem?
No, classic porridge. I need a bit of substance.
I'm busy. I haven't got time to chew. I'm a busy man. I need to work, work, work. Time is money.
Time is money. Save energy. No chewing. Do you want to eat smooth food?
Yeah. Just anything I can guzzle down. Guzzling is key.
I thought you ate a lot of mash.
Yeah, it's guzzle. I told you.
Christine in Raynham said pom bears. Her husband pointed out they have belly buttons and now I can't look at them.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Ridiculous reasons you don't eat certain foods.
I feel like I've really found my people. Yeah. Victoria and Rutum said chewing gum. I won't even look at it in the shop. It makes me feel physically sick. No one can even chew next to me. I can't look at them.
People have got to chew. People go. You can't go out for lunch. You can't
imagine trying to silently chew next to Victoria.
What do you do at Christmas? You've just got to swallow everything whole like a snake.
I love
She's
all right. It.
She can hang out with snakes. They would never chew anything.
They would never chew.
She's there with a giant python. She's happy as anything.
Claire in Queenborough said the skin on a milky coffee, or if custard goes like it. She said her dad always had a milky coffee in a caff when he was young, and they hated it when it sat still for a bit and the skin formed, and then he used to dip his finger in it, pull it out and slurp it, and said it used to make me gag. It still traumatises me all this time later.
Slurped his coffee milk skin.
Yeah, and he's 86. He still enjoys doing it, apparently.
Oh, yeah. You've got to keep going. Keep that going. I'm actually going to discount that, I'm afraid.
You're not classing it as a food?
No, I'm not classing it as a ridiculous reason. That is a perfectly good reason, because that is absolutely disgusting.
I like this from Rachel. She's got trust issues as well, bless her. She said she won't eat chocolate spread sandwiches anymore because when she was at a kid's party, she put what she thought was chocolate spread on a plate, but it was actually Marmite. She said major trust issues.
Oh, man.
Oh, imagine.
Karen in Folkestone's left us this.
Pies. Do I eat them? No, I don't. The reason I don't eat pies is because you don't know what's actually in them. I know you're probably thinking, well, the pie comes in a box and the box will tell you what the ingredients are in the pie. But my thought is, what if in the production of the pie, someone's fingernail or something awful fell into the pie? Well, you wouldn't know what fell into the pie until you were eating the pie. A few years ago, with a group of about 12 friends, a very nice restaurant, the waitress said, oh, I could really recommend the pie. It's the chef's special. It's all homemade. My response to the waitress was, I don't eat anything with a lid on it, which, as you can imagine, caused much laughter within my friends. And the poor waitress just looked at me in a really puzzled way. Just to let you know, I'm not just singling out pies with my theory. Pasties and crumbles can also have some hidden nasties in them. So don't eat them either. Hope this is helpful. Let me know if it isn't. Bye.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Talk like a pirate day. Yes, it's here again.
It's come back to traumatise me.
Oh, it comes round so quick. Some would say too quick.
Too quick.
Talk like a pirate day, Chelsea.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
You've been to acting school.
I know, but I'm not a performing monkey. I don't perform on demand.
Well, I don't want you to be a monkey. You're thinking of squawk and whatever noise monkeys. Ooh, 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 like a monkey day. That's not yet today's. Like
the
a
problem
pirate
is,
day.
The moment you say pirate, all I've got going on in my head is the Pirates of the Caribbean theme tune.
Right. It's not sing the Pirates of the Caribbean. That's another day. Today's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Why can't you get into it?
I don't want to talk like a pirate.
Well, you did a little bit there.
There was a hint. That's all I'm giving you. I'm not giving you the full cake. You
Why?
Get the cherry on the top.
No, there's no cherry. You have the cherry last. Wow. Talk like a pirate day. It's happening, everyone. It's just not happening here.
Me hearties.
Oh, suddenly. Too late now.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Sherry's been in touch with a fabulous weather report that was required for the Herne Bay area. But he's written it in a very specific style.
Okay.
He's written it in the style of a pirate because he heard us telling you that it's Talk Like a Pirate Day today. So he's bringing it all together.
I love this.
And he's said that to redeem your poor attempt at a pirate accent earlier on, lest you should have to walk the plank.
Oh!
Please, Chelsea, can you read Terry's Herne Bay Bullseye Weather Reports in the style of a pirate? You should see it on the screen in front of you.
Oh, Terry, you and me aren't friends, mate. Okay, this is going to be so bad.
Okay, hang on, let me set the tone.
This is why women are bad luck on the ship.
Come on.
Okay. Arr, today's weather will be a slight mist lifting from the sea. It looks like the sun be trying to come out. Could do with some wind for me sails to pick up speed. Otherwise, looks like a fine swashbuckling day ahead, savvy.
How many years how many years did you study the dramatic arts?
My whole life.
Yeah. Wow.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
This is the ultimate life hack as well, because there'll be no more tears when you've got leftover pizza and you're looking at it and you know you're going to have to eat it cold.
I'm sorry. I just want to underline, for me, this, I'm going to put it out there straight away, this hack won't work.
How do you know it won't work?
You've used the words leftover pizza. So, for me, I've got to tap out.
Okay.
Null and void.
But for the people that have leftover pizza, that have to eat everything
that's in front of them, then go
then
for
this
it.
This will be useful. Okay.
So, I just wanted full honesty there.
No, I appreciate the honesty.
Thank you. Sharing is caring. Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, you.
And there's nothing worse, to be honest, than leftover pizza. And I'll tell you why. Because when you try and reheat it, if you put it in the microwave, it ends up tasting like a cushion. If you put it in the oven, you always forget about it, and then it ends up too crusty, or the cheese just isn't as melty as it was before. Until I stumbled across the ultimate life hack. Oh. I can't take credit for it. It is the old TikTok that gave me this idea.
Okay, we don't, no one needs to know that. Just take credit for it.
You turn the toaster on the side. So rather than having it upright, you know, you drop the toast and you turn it on the side so you can slide the pizza.
You lay the toaster down.
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds like a fire hazard. I'm going to cover us and say, please don't try this at home.
You slide the pizza into the little toast hole.
Yeah.
And then you push it down so it's almost like a grill.
Right.
And then it toasts it just the right amount of time. You pull it out, you've got your perfectly toasted and reheated pizza slice. No oven required, no microwave required. Minimal fuss. It's the perfect slice size.
Yeah.
Bish, bash, bosh, melty, cheesy, nosh.
Well, can you write that down as a phrase? Because I just want to hear the phrase more. bish, bash, bosh, melty, cheesy, nosh.
That should be a song. I might write a rap.
Write a rap to that. But otherwise, I'm once again going to ask our listeners not to lay electrical items in positions they shouldn't do. Thank you, we're covered.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Underrated. We need to know the things in Kent that need the most recognition. We felt Munchies, the delicious chocolatey, squarey, cubey things.
Yeah, they're a forgotten treat, aren't they?
But then Becca Webb, KMFM's very own, came on to say that Travelators were the most underrated thing. And now, taking it from there, we've got Linda in Tunbridge Wells.
You think about a crumpet, right? When you think of comfort food and everybody goes on about toast, and toast is elite. When it's done well, it's fabulous. People forget about the poor old crumpet. When it's lovely and warm and you've got all that butter on the top and it runs through the bottom.
Oh.
And then
holes.
You've got all the holes. I was going to say, whatever you put on the top just seeps through through those holes, and then you have this lovely kind of doughy, gooey. Oh. I mean, it's just out of this world. And everybody overlooks it, or they go, oh no, crumpets are boring. They're not. Some people put jam on them. I'm not a jam, I'm more of your savoury. I'm more of your Wensleydale cheese kind of girl, because the cheese crumbles on the top, goes in these little holes. Put a bit of Branston on it as well if you want. Or, I mean, other pickles are available, but put a bit of pickle on the top and cheese. But they have to be warm. You have to have the crumpets as soon as they come out of the toaster.
Yeah, they need to be nice.
They can hold some heat, a crumpet, though, can't they?
They can hold some heat. Do you know what? They're doing the most, aren't they? They've got all those holes that's holding all the flavour.
Yeah.
And then they're holding all the heat.
Linda, we have never been more convinced of anything in our lives at this point.
You are fabulous.
Than crumpets being underrated. Crumpets are in. Beat that, everyone. There's Linda.
Exactly. Put that in your oven and toast that.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And yesterday I said about how Groovy Chick is making a comeback in 2024. She was an icon when I was a kid. Everything was lilac and she's like a cartoon character with these funky pink trousers, a little blonde bob, and there's always flowers everywhere. And everybody at some point had a Groovy Chick bed linen. Like they had a Groovy Chick pencil case. I think there were mugs. There was the works. And it got me thinking about how I had lots of different themed bedrooms as a kid. Like that was the highlight when you redecorate your bedroom and you'd be like, oh, I'm going to have a different theme. And my granddad the other day found the Scooby-Doo bedding from my Scooby-Doo themed bedroom. And it was
a
like...
Scooby-Doo themed bedroom?
Yeah. I had a giant Scooby-Doo. It was literally like life size. Yeah. Because I'm that cool. And then all of the walls were painted like... Scooby-Doo colours with little stickers and things. And then I had this patchwork like Scooby-Doo bedding that had all the characters on and all these different funky colours.
Now, I don't know if you told us this on air, but off air you told me that you used to live in a place that was haunted. Was this just your parents trolling you? Hey, it's a ghost. Let's rips off the mask. No, it's Old Man Smithers. Was they just having a laugh with you?
They could have been messing with me. I mean, you've got to get some joys out of being a parent, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I suppose
trolling
so.
Your kids is where the fun's at.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, I wonder what our listeners had their rooms decorated like as a kid. Because I'm not the only one that's had a themed room.
Themed bedrooms from childhood.
Melissa just got in touch and said, my room was sea blue with dolphins on the walls and I had the blow-up armchair too. I remember this. One of my friends had one of the blow-up armchairs and it had little dolphins on it and it looked like they were inside.
Dolphins in your chair?
And dolphins were a big thing.
Dolphins were a big
back
thing.
Back in the day. Why did we all have dolphins? I had a dolphin-like statue that I bought from holiday and I thought it was the best thing ever.
Yeah, I think it's a lot to do with the fact that we don't really have very much taste. Or very good taste. I think that... You know, that's part of it.
Melissa's got excellent taste. Her kids are taking inspo as well. Look, they're using her old bedding, flippers, Forever Friends and Care Bears. They're using all the themes.
Oh, she's got all the themes going on.
Melissa's
kicked
out. Look, if you want a new bedroom, contact Melissa. I love this. Emma in Canterbury. This is awesome. This is Dad's doing the most. Her dad hand-painted 100 black paw prints on her wall because she was in love with 101 Dalmatians. Isn't that the cutest thing ever?
He only did 100, though.
Yeah, less.
Why do I do that? I mean, so you'd need like 404, wouldn't you?
But either way, that's a lot of paw prints on a wall.
That's a lot of paw prints.
A lot of paw prints. It's very cute. Like they've gone tick, 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 all along the wall. I love it anyway.
I love it.
Vicky in Snodland, she had two of their favourite themes. One was Forever Friends. I remember that's how my friend had a Forever Friends. And then that moon and stars print every kid had it in the 90s. I'm pretty sure at my nan and granddad's house, they've still got those. You know, the glow-in-the-dark moon and stars you got stuck on the ceiling?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
They're still there. They'll live there forever and forever.
Yeah.
Everyone
gradually
had them.
Dimming, gradually
the
dimming.
Ever. Why don't we have those as adults? I love glow-in-the-dark stuff.
No one's stopping you, Chelsea. You're an independent woman. If you want stars and moons that glow in the dark on your ceiling...
I can.
You can. You should go for it.
I will.
Okay, Sarah's in Strood. What have you got for us, Sarah?
My theme bedroom when I was a kid was Barbie. And my mum got me and my sister a Barbie duvet set each, but she couldn't find the curtains that fit our windows. So she bought an extra duvet set and basically picked apart the stitching and made curtains out of the duvet set. I mean, what a mother, huh? And it was we loved it. It was amazing.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Oh, no, I don't.
Reports.
Oh, gosh.
Coming in from Kingswood in Chollock, near to Ashford. Beautiful piece of woodland. Used to be the hunting grounds for Henry VIII. 1,500 acres of beautiful woodlands. But now, sullied. Spoiled, soiled, desecrated.
Oh, don't.
By dollies.
By dollies?
People are out having a walk in the woods there.
Yeah.
And they're walking the dog and whatever, and they look over and through the trees, they see two little glassy eyes.
That is actually my worst nightmare.
At them through the bushes.
That's not funny. Has someone put them there?
The braver of the walkers have been to investigate and found old-style porcelain dolls in their little dresses, their little shoes, and their little starry eyes amongst the trees.
She has the little starry eyes. They never not stare, and they follow you.
No one knows how they got there. Some are saying, are they filming a horror film? Some are saying, maybe it's some crazy art installation. Even suggestions that it's a satanic ritual.
I think the dolls escaped.
Really? You think they escaped?
Yeah.
From where?
I don't know, but they've been on the move. Have you seen those porcelain dollies? I got bought one for Christmas and it's terrifying, and I turned it round and made it face the wall so I didn't like it looking at me.
Maybe it's one of them. Maybe she got the right hump with you. She's come. Oh, mummy, finally, I've been in that box for so long. Oh, let me love you, mummy Chelsea. You've turned around. You've started. You did this.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KM FM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KM FM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KM FM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.